playoff week. You guys have this fourth or fifth year in a row in the playoffs. This time's a little bit different since they've added two teams and two teams get a bye. So
yeah, it's a good thing they did
good
that
thing
this
they did
year.
That this year.
True.
Keeps your streak alive of being in the playoffs.
Yes, it does. So we kind of lucked out there. That was good year to do that on, that's for sure.
Just from the strength of the league, a good year to do that because there actually are really six playoff-caliber teams. I mean, you guys are as good probably as other teams that you've had that have made the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd like to – honestly, it is really true. I mean, we are not bad at all, and in fact, we're pretty good. But so are a lot of other teams in our league right now too, and that's what the issue is. You know, even some of the teams that didn't make the playoffs are pretty dang good. So, you know, there's Wooster is no slouch. Dayton's in a rebuilding mode, right? And who's the other one?
Sparks.
Yeah, Sparks.
Lowry.
Yeah. You know, Sparks is no slouch. They got a legit. They have some legit running backs and things. So. It's a tough league, really tough.
South Tahoe this week, going back up there. You were up there in about the third or fourth week of the season.
Yeah, game three, I think.
Game three. And that one, when you look at the score, looks like it might have been a lopsided game, but there were a lot of things that happened in that game that just kind of snowballed on you.
Yeah, and that was our big push with our kids this week. You know, we've spent a lot of time so far this week looking at our game against them from, you know, a sideline view, an end zone view, and going over, you know, the shades with the guys, showing them and say, hey, I mean, showing them the mistakes that we're making back then that we're not making now, and just telling them, you know, who beat us? Did they beat us or did we beat ourselves? And I think they're seeing if we can clean up our mistakes, you know, we'll be in the game. We'll have a shot.
They do present a matchup problem with Castles on the outside. He's about 6'6 or 6'7 and a big target.
Oh. And he runs well.
He's obviously he's legit. He's getting recruiting attention from a lot of schools, Nebraska most recently. But so how do you guys have a plan to deal with him?
Well, without giving away too much, I mean, we got to be able to change it up. You know, we can't give him the same look. Snap after snap after snap. We got to be able to change it up on him and make that quarterback, make him uncomfortable in what he does. I think one of the worst things we can do is just give him a free release, you know, off the line of scrimmage and let him just take off and run, because the kid does run really well. So we got to do some things to slow him up at the line of scrimmage, but also do some other things in our coverage where we're not putting guys on him all by himself, because guys like that are, you know, they're tough to cover.
On the other hand, you don't want to get caught paying too much attention to him and leave somebody else an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, you can do all sorts of things and cover guys, but then, you know, you still got to be able to defend the run. And, you know, that's the tough thing. And what we do is we got to be able to defend the run. And it's not like they can't run the ball either. They ran the ball pretty well against us last time. So we got to have a good game up front with our defensive line. And we got to have a real good game here with our secondary. So,
offensively, in that first matchup, you turned the ball over. I think it was five times. One of those was on a punt when you tried. You had four interceptions, I know, in that game. And
yeah, I thought it might have been six, five, or
maybe
two,
six.
But it was a lot. It was a lot.
One of the interceptions, obviously, was on a bad snap on a punt and tried to throw a pass, and it got picked off and run back for a touchdown. And that's what kind of started the landslide on you a little bit. But
and we had a touchdown pass in the end zone. We came down with it. The kid took it out of our hands. We had a breakaway run where, you know, we're off 40, 50 yards, and we get tackled from behind. We fumble the ball. We do a little reverse, and we have it wide open, and we trip on the line or something like that. There's a lot of things that we shot ourselves in the foot. And if we can eliminate those things, we're going to be just fine. We'll be in the game.
Even though the final score was 36-8, it was a one-score game, a two-score game deep into the game, and then they kind of pulled it open late.
Yeah, kind of went to that big receiver and kind of got us on a few things there. So,
Sometimes you look at a score that's that lopsided and you might think that there's that kind of a gap between the two teams. What do you guys do to, you know, I mean, how do you beat a team that beat you by 28?
Well, I think we got to understand that, you know, that, again, you know, we're trying to make our kids believe that, you know, we did as much damage to ourselves as they did, if probably more. You know, and if we can fix that, then, you know, there's at least 21 to 28 points that we left on the field that we should have had. You know, so when you start figuring in those numbers and the kids seeing that, then we can. Then you can start, we kind of compare too. Like I know Coach Ivins at Truckee, he made mention that, and we didn't realize this until we saw the film, Truckee turned the ball over 5 times in the first half and still won 21-20. And they had touchdowns called back. You know, they had big plays called back. And they were still able to get a win at 21-20. But you take a look at some of that kind of stuff, and that game could have very easily been, you know, 35-14, 42-14, because the one time they coughed the ball up was like on their own 4-yard line. And then they, you know, Tahoe scored in the next play. So they, you know, they actually, Truckee did actually play pretty well against them if you take away the turnovers and the penalties. So you kind of relate that, kind of give those kids confidence too, you know, that, you know, Truckee did beat us, but probably about the same amount as them. So I think we are pretty close to South Tahoe.
So you're looking, analyzing a lot more than just the scoreboard, and that's what,
yeah,
you know, sometimes
you got to look into the game.
Sometimes, honestly, the score is the least relevant thing as far as to tell you what happened in a ball game.
Right, right. And that's what we're trying to show the kids, you know, make them believe and make them have confidence in their ability. And I think they do. I think they are pretty confident right now. You know, I think they are, they're, because we're practicing better, you know, and I think they're getting more comfortable in what we're doing. So we're changed things up like you saw tonight out there. It didn't look the best sometimes, but that's still a few new tweaks that we put in this that we're doing some learning with and getting it figured out. So it'll come around. We'll get there.
Being a playoff game, how different is the atmosphere, not just in the game itself, but in the whole week in preparation? And how different is preparation and playing a playoff game different than a regular season game?
Well, you, usually in the playoff game, you have more information to go on. You know, at the beginning of the year, especially like game 3, you're not really sure all the time what that opponent is that they're doing. But by now, you know, through film and with huddle and everything like that, you do have a pretty good idea of what they're going to try to do. And you can kind of clue in to those things right there and try to make sure you stop those things. So that's one thing different. The atmosphere is different too. I know personally, like you mentioned, I mean, that, you know, we're in the playoffs. That's kind of like a relief to me. You know, that's one thing. That's one of our goals that we have. And that's one goal that we were able to achieve. So there's a little bit of pressure off of that now, but, you know, it brings up different types of pressure. Now it's actually, we want to do something in the playoffs, you know, get a couple wins and keep going from that. So there's that pressure too, but you did meet one goal, and that's always nice, you know, that we did make it into the playoffs.
In the playoffs, a couple of times you guys have had some, I think 2 years ago, you had a really close game in Elko that you had chances to win, could have won. Last year's game in Fallon wasn't quite that way. So how do you see this one shaping up?
I don't know yet. I think, you know, I think we match up well, but we don't match up well. I mean, I think what we do on the ground, we're ahead of them. But I think what they do through the air, you know, they're ahead of us. So, but overall, I think we're in a good matchup. You know, I think we can do things to give them fits. But they're also got some weapons that gives us fits. So, you know, I think we're in a good matchup. But then again, you look at things and their strengths and our strengths, I think, are going to kind of cancel each other out.
So one thing that you guys didn't do well in the game that you went up there was throw the ball. or maybe you catch the ball. I'm not sure which, but
your
passing completion in that game was was not very good. So you're certainly much better at that right now than you were that earlier in the season.
Yeah, we threw the ball. Okay, it was like you said, it was catching the ball that we had problems with. Not so much on our receivers. It was more they were catching our passes, I think, more than we were catching our passes. So, well, we eliminated a lot of that stuff that we were trying out.
No, actually, it was even. You completed four and had four intercepted.
Yeah. So it was pretty even there. So, yeah. Well, we've cut down those interceptions there quite a bit. We had some ideas that we wanted to do at the beginning of the year, and then we finally just got to a point where we said, yeah, it's not getting us anywhere. In fact, it's hurting us. So we just eliminated a lot of our stuff that we were doing in the passing game and really trimmed it up.
And having that happen to you, that takes away not only the turnovers hurt you and they, you know, come down and score off of them, but that means that you're not playing offense anymore, and you don't have the chances to score that you would have. So that's a big part of this matchup. If you clean those things up and give yourself a chance to put some points.
Yeah, if we can keep the ball longer and not give it to them more often, you know, we're in better scoring opportunities right there already. So, yeah, that's really going to be important, is to keep our turnovers down and use up the clock. Mm-hmm. Keep their offense off the field, you know. They may go down and score real quick, but then we want to take that ball and we want to use up clock, you know, and don't let those guys have the ball very long.
Well, Friday you scored three plays, three touchdowns, but
yeah.
You'd rather play 10 plays in a touchdown than one play in a touchdown, right?
With these guys, yeah. With these guys, I think so. We don't want to get in a track meet with them.
Is their team speed, are they really fast?
I think they're faster than us.
Uh-huh.
I knew. They probably got a couple guys that are faster than what we got.
How are they on the line? Are they big?
No, they're not real big. They got a couple big defensive tackles. But, you know, size-wise, we're about the same thing there. Offensive line-wise, you know, not that big up front. But they play hard. Size isn't everything, especially in high school football.
And then the other thing is when you played them, that was the first game that they were without their starting quarterback that had gotten hurt a week before you played them. So who are you going to see at quarterback? Is the original guy back now?
Yeah, Cephalou will be back.
Uh-huh.
And he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. He was one of the better quarterbacks in the league last year.
Yep.
Has he played well since he returned?
Yeah. You know, he throws the ball well, you know, and he knows their offense, does good reads and everything. So he's a quality kid.
So, most important thing then for you guys is control the ball, you said, and then on defense is
not give up the big
play. Don't give up the big play.
If they're going to score, they're going to have to work for it. They just can't go light it up. You know, they're going to have to chunk it down the field. You know, they're going to have to work for it.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about it, and good luck Friday night.
All right, Robert.